In mid-December 1944, the Germans launched a surprise offensive in the Ardennes Forest that led to a major fight, now known as the Battle of the Bulge. My father-in-law commanded an advanced recon troop under Patton. They were the tip of the spear. He was a recipient of the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, and the Purple Heart. He once confided to me, "You know, I feel really badly when these young American soldiers are killed overseas. I don't want anyone to take this wrong, but we lose four guys and the media makes such a big deal. Does anyone know how many we lost in the Bulge?" Here was a man speaking from the heart. The answer, of course, was no, they do not know. The Bulge was and is the forgotten past, 70 years in the past. He knew because he was an officer and felt responsible for each and every man he lost in the Bulge, and he could never forget. For an officer, there's always the tension between protecting your men and accomplishing the mission given you. And of course, he had to write a letter home to the family of each of the men under his command who died. In fierce fighting in the bitter cold, 90,000 Americans were casualties. 43,000 Americans were killed, captured, or missing in action. Is it any wonder that my father-in-law never returned to Europe? He preferred to take his kids and grandkids to Disneyland. After the bloody victory in the Bulge, the Allies pressed into Germany. German soldiers and the German people bitterly contested the Allied advance into their homeland and took many Allied lives, even when the outcome of the war was inevitable. Tragedy upon tragedy. Many more Americans died before the Allies won victory in Europe on May 8, 1945. Men lost their lives in the last month, the last week, even on the final day. In the Pacific, there was far more blood to be shed in 1945. Fierce fighting continued on the island of Luzon, the Philippines, and on Okinawa. 3 days after victory in Europe, 373 American sailors died when two Japanese kamikazes struck the aircraft carrier Bunker Hill. The Battle of Okinawa involved intense artillery barrages, bonsai charges, and brutal hand-to-hand fighting, assaults on a myriad of caves and pillboxes. Well over 20,000 Americans died. Over 55,000 were wounded, and 26,000 were psychiatric casualties. The Japanese sank the cruiser USS Indianapolis off the Philippines on the night of July 30th. Nearly 600 died. The 300 survivors floated for 4 days in shark-infested waters. Try to imagine the state of the mind of the survivors. By the time that the war finally ended in the Pacific, in August 1945, and the Japanese formally surrendered on September 2nd, 407,000 Americans had given their lives in the war. 407,000. Another 671,000 Americans were wounded.